The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Got my special guest in studio tonight, John Harn. Very welcome, John.
Thanks very much, Tom. Good to be here.
Sorry, John is with us tonight because we're going to reflect back on the All-Ireland National Football League campaign of Donegal, and we're also joined by former Donegal star and Killybeg stalwart Manus Boyle. Manus, good night to you.
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, John.
Yes, and well, we're just getting the show on the road here actually tonight. We're with you until 9 o'clock as usual here on Highland Radio. And well, John, first of all, we'll start with you. Tell me, what did you make of Donegal? Victory or draw with Mayo last week, but unfortunately relegated from Division 1.
Yeah, Tom, it was a draw, but it felt like a defeat because we knew going into the match that we needed a win. A draw was good enough to keep Mayo up, but we needed to win. So from that point of view, Tom, very disappointing. It's a game that we should have won. We were in control for long parts after the slow start. We were 5-1 down, but we came back brilliantly and we led, you know, was it 9-6 at half time, and you know, we got a couple of good points in the second half and kept Mayo at bay. Mayo struggled for long stages, I thought, especially from play. Didn't look like they were going to score, you know. We gave away a couple of soft frees, you know, just with men back, and we had them, you know, we seemed to have plenty of bodies back, but a tug on the shirt or a small hand in here and there give them a, you know, a way back into the game. And you know, when we're at the match, Tom, you're always thinking that, you know, maybe a 2-point lead wasn't good enough for Donegal, because a point brought Mayo back into it, and then, you know, a draw was good enough for them, and that's, you know, how it ended up at the end. You know, they're talking now about McLaughlin's 13 steps, but we've been at the match and in the heat of the moment, it didn't look like he took too many steps, but you know, they're the small things that maybe didn't go Declan's way and the team's way in the league campaign. You know, the double hop against Kerry in the first game. So all them wee things, you know. But overall, Tom, disappointed to be relegated. But I think, you know, there's a lot to be, you know, a lot of transition and a lot of new players coming into the squad. And I think overall, Declan and the squad will be, you know, disappointed to be relegated. But all's not lost, and we've plenty to look forward to in the summer. Yeah.
What are the positives? What are the positives for you in the league?
Well, you know, Tom, I think perception is everything. And, you know, Declan has come in as a new manager and he's getting time. Whereas if Rory had stayed on last year and we had got relegated, I think people would have been on his back straight away again. So, you know, Declan's getting a wee bit of a break on that point of view. But, you know, if you look at the top of it, some research earlier, like from the team that was hammered by Tyrone last year, like, you know, only 9 of that team started last Sunday against Mayo, and if the team that got hammered even worse by Galway a couple of weeks later last year, you know, only 8 of that team started. So that's a big transition of players. Now, the players aren't necessarily new, but you know, a lot of them are getting are starting and are playing more of a central role this year for Declan than they did last year under Rory. So from that point of view, Tom, it is a big turnover of players. You bring in 5, 6, 7 new players into a team that are starting. And I've, you know, if you look at last week's team against Mayo, you would think a lot of them will start against Cavan in the championship. So from that point of view, he's turned over a lot of players, a lot of new personnel have come in. They've got a chance, and I think they've done reasonably well. Tom, Division One's not easy for young players coming in. We've got relegated, but it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Harn there, and we'll talk to John in a minute, of course, because we're going to look ahead to the All-County Football Leagues as well. I can tell you, just half-time coming in from Celtic Park, Donegal in Ulster Under-17 Minor League action tonight, and Donegal are leading Derry by 2 points in that game. A clutch game in terms of, well, qualification for the semi-finals. And the other game in that group tonight, it's Tyrone versus Fermanagh. That game is on in our Garvahy. This well, 2 points in that game, the latest we heard coming up to half time, a goal and 2 to Tyrone, 3 points to Fermanagh. And Fermanagh, of course, beat Derry in one of the opening games as well. So a lot to play for in that Ulster under 17 minor league. Of course, that replacing the Ulster all traditional under 18 minor league. And well, just one other result we have from today, and it'll be, well, maybe a little bit of heart, add to the heartbreak for St. Eunan's College, because I can tell you in the All-Ireland B Colleges semi-final today, Holy Trinity of Cookstown have booked their place in an All-Ireland final, the first ever All-Ireland Colleges B final for Holy Trinity. They defeated Ivor Sin from Kinmare and Kerry today in the semi-final, 4-11-2-8. So a big victory there for Holy Trinity. They won it by 9 points in the end, that game played at the J School of Excellence in at the National Sports Centre in Abbottstown. But my other guest tonight is Manus Boyle. Manus, again, suppose the same question. What did you make of the Allianz Football League, you know, the campaign in general?
I suppose, like John, it's, I suppose you have to look forward rather than look back all the time. I do agree with the point that if Rory had stayed on, he would have been under a huge amount of pressure now. And the word is if Donegal had been relegated. I'm not so sure that the relegation is that much important. The only problem we'll have with it is it'll probably affect our financial situation more so next year than it will this year, because there is a huge disparity between Division 1 and Division 2 when the cheques come back from Croke Park. So that might have a knock-on effect as in preparation for the team in years to come. I think overall the players, for me, that did play, they all played with a willingness and a determination that was good to see. Declan was trying something new. It wasn't all out defences, you know, maybe we've been used to for a while. But, you know, there's been great signs, a lot of good performances, a lot of good young fellas. You know, the form of Paddy McBurdy, I mentioned it on numerous occasions, has been brilliant. If we have a couple of negatives, it's probably that we shipped a lot of goals during the National League, Tom. I think we're just that slightly a wee bit open when our forward movement breaks down. We're not compact enough at the back. I think the goalkeeping situation needs to be resolved. I don't think we're there yet. I think we probably struggled to replace Paul Durkin. And, you know, that needs to be resolved, because the goalkeeping position now is probably one of the main positions on the pitch because of the kickouts and the control he has with putting players in the proper positions, and especially as you've zonal defence now. So I think that's an area that Declan will be concerned about. But I think overall, I think it's been a good league campaign, but for the relegation. And I suppose the performance against Mayo, while it was good, but it wasn't the reason we were relegated. I think that was probably the knock-on from the Kerry-Galway games. I think those were the two games we probably should have won. And I think we were always chasing our tails after that, you know.
Somebody said to me today, in actual fact, they were surprised that Kevin McLaughlin was allowed to take 13 steps without a Donegal man laying a hand on him, especially given so much was at stake.
Yeah, probably Neil McGee was off at that stage, maybe. I think that physicality that we were used to under Jim is not there now. Whether that's because of the way the refereeing has changed, there's very little contact allowed anymore, and I suppose managers and coaches have to work around that more so. But probably it is a good reason why we shipped so many goals this year in the National League. Even though we bit Kildare, we shipped 3 goals against probably what was the worst team in the division. So again, if there is a negative side to the performances in this year's league, has been the lack of consistency in defence, in closing down opposition, making it hard for opposition to score, and certainly keeping out the goal threats. Because even if we look at the Mayo game, Mayo had possibly 4 clear goal chances where Donegal hadn't, because Mayo were very tight in the middle of the defence, and every score that we worked for, you know, we worked very hard for. Some of them were exceptional kicks. Paddy McBurdy kicked 2 over his shoulder. Big Murphy kicked a monster along with Oran McNeillis. Owen Bann kicked 2 from the back at high speed, you know. So all our points were really of a top quality. Mayo made it very hard for us to get handy scores, and maybe that's the difference between their experience and our experience in the league, that they made it tough for teams. We possibly didn't make it tough enough, you know.
Anyway, that's the voice of Manus Boyle there. We're here as well tonight to discuss Donegal All-County Football League. But before we do, we just have a quick chat about Derry and Tyrone as well. I suppose the story of the league, Manus, really has been Derry relegated to Division 4. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, I couldn't believe coming back in the car from the game last Sunday that Derry were relegated to Division 4. But, Tom, we all know that if you don't do the hard work, you don't put in the proper facilities, you don't put in the proper money behind your teams, that's what's going to happen, because everybody now, you know, everybody wants to be committed to the best conditions, the best team, and they're putting money into it. Derry probably have struggled this last number of years getting everything right, but I have no doubt Derry will come back, because huge tradition, huge GAA community, and that will hurt a lot of people around, a lot of Gaels around Derry, and they want to put that right in the next couple of years, and I have no doubt that they'll be back in the next 4 or 5 years. They'll be knocking on the top tier again, you know.
And what about Tyrone?
I thought Tyrone were quite good, Tom. I was very impressed with them in Oma the night we played. Mickey Hart seems to be bringing back his main players at the right time. They certainly have developed a lot of strength over the winter, but they have some nice footballers. They move the ball a lot quicker than they have over the last couple of years. They seem to kick a lot of ball against Donegal. And Mickey just likes to stay in Division 1 and prepare his team for the Championship. And I think Tyrone will be the main lads to beat this year in Ulster, you know.
John, I know, John Harn, I know you want to comment on the Derry situation, because I know you would have friends and contacts in there.
Tom, Cathal Keane from Derry does a lot, you know, he's with Irish News now, he's very good. And, like, he's got the stat that they've spent $1.3 million this last 10 years behind Dublin and Cork. They've got the most money for coaching. You know, it's a phenomenal amount of money. You know, they've got underage success, Macquarie Cups, different things to Ulster minors, but it's just not translating. But the biggest statistic he has, and it, you know, it's great work, fair play to him, is that they've got the second highest turnover of players behind Leitrim. You know, which is amazing. The stat is something like they've used 96 players in the last 10 years in Championship. Like, that's, you know, you need to compare that to other teams, and it's just phenomenal. So the biggest problem, Tom, is they're not keeping their players. The good players in Derry just don't want to play for the county. And it's a vicious circle. They don't want to play them because their clubs are putting pressure on them. You know, the club scene in Derry is very strong. They want
and
to play
how strong
club.
Is it? You hear this, well, you hear this all the time.
Well, you know, the stats would say that it is strong, Tom, because you've got them teams that have won the Ulster club this last few years behind Derry. The Loop ones, you know, in the last 10 years, Sloughneed. But then they would say Sloughneed have been very dominant this last 4 years. And behind Sloughneed, the standard is just ordinary enough. So that's there too. But Tom, to have a county with, you know, 16 senior Division 1 teams, and, like, you know, we know that their clubs seem, they're well managed, they're well resourced outside managers, producing good players, but them players just don't want to play for the county for whatever reason. Some of them do for 1 year, 2 years, then they drop off. Like, two of their main players this year decided to go to America at the start of the league. You know, they said they were going to America for the summer, and the manager in fairness just said, no, well, we can't have you for the league, we have to plan for the whole year. You know, that doesn't happen in other counties, Tom.
Yeah,
we're more experienced players. So when that happens, you look where they end up, Division 4.
And what about Tyrone?
As Manus says, Tyrone, you know, after all the criticism Mickey Hart gets for negative play and, you know, a bad start to the league and that, they've come good again, and they're going to be the team to beat in Ulster. They've got Monaghan in the first round. It's going to be a battle royal in Omagh, you know, and whoever comes out of that will be looking at an Ulster final. So, you know, to me, they're still the number one in Ulster, and they'll take beating.
Yeah. John Hearn there, and of course Manus Boyle with us as well. I'm not sure if we have a break to take or not. No, I don't think we have. We have actually a break to take. No, we haven't. Sorry, we haven't a break to take. But, well, we'll turn our attention so to the All County Football Leagues. They begin this weekend with a double round of games. And John Hearn, Brian McMonigal has been on to me, and he's asked me to ask you a question first of all. He's been texting me here some time ago. Are you going to come out of retirement now that the heavy training is done?
No, definitely not, Tom. I'm happy enough where I am. I'm too old and too heavy now for the training. No, yeah. So what?
What, you announced your retirement last year?
At the end of the last year, I said I wouldn't go back, Tom, because I'm 41 now, coming 42. So there's plenty of young players in St. Junior's, and it's time for me to step aside. But at 23 years with the seniors, and I loved every minute of it, Tom, and good days and we won plenty of leagues and championships. So now I'm happy enough, Tom, so far anyway, I'm happy enough for that decision.
Probably one of the most decorated club players in the county, are you? What's many leagues?
7 leagues and 8 championships.
7 or 8, depends on which way.
Me and Brian make enough of these discussions all the time. I tell him I won all my championships with the one club and he won his with 2 clubs and 3 clubs. And
Amalgamations.
And he doesn't like that, but for the crack.
Yeah, certainly it's a great innings and... Well, we wish you well in your retirement, though. I have a funny feeling you'll have the boots on before the year's out, at some level.
Oh, some level. Maybe, Tom, for the reserves or the thirds, but definitely not for the seniors. No, it's too much at this stage. And listen, I probably wouldn't get on anyway, so I'm happy enough.
Okay, anyway, All County League starts at the weekend. We know the runners and riders. The Division 1, obviously, takes centre stage. You know, you have the defending champions, Kilcar, last year's beaten county finalists, Niamh Connell, Guidore, St. Junans, Tahanili, Dunloe, Niamh Connell, St. Michael's, and Erua up this year for the first time after like 10 years, isn't it?
10 years, and good to see them back, a club with a lot of tradition. Yeah, no, Thomas, good to see the leagues back, and, you know, with the GA given the month of April, supposedly over to the clubs, and I think Declan, from what we hear, is going to allow them to play the next, you know, 4 or 5 rounds anyway. So it's good for the club players, and it's good for the clubs to get their county players back, and it's a good start now. They'll only get 5 or 6 games and get a good run on it. I know they're starting with a double fixture, and the runners and riders are there. The way I see it, Tom, is that there's a top 5 and a bottom 5. You know, you have Kilcar, the top of the 3, Niamh Connell, Guidore, St. Junans, and then possibly Glen Swilly, and then I think the other 5 would be St. Michael's, Dunloe, Mulford, Clahanidi and Erua, who've come up. So, you know, I think them bottom 5 will be looking to survive, and the other 5 maybe push on a bit.
Before we talk about the teams and the, what do you make of this decision of the GA to have, you said, supposedly allocated to club football?
Yeah, no, Tom, I think it's very good, and it had to happen because the whole thing had gone too far, and you know, county managers were dictating everything, and clubs were getting their raw deal. I know they've condensed the championship and they brought the All Ireland forward, which is a very good thing. But you know, the thing is, Declan's going to have them for training, and I agree with that. He has to prepare the team for the 13th of May against Cavan. He should be allowed to train them, but I do think that they should be allowed to play league games at the weekend, and you know, that's only fair. And I can see, like, there's a. And Kerry, like, their championship starts this week, and you know, the players are with the clubs, and it's the same around the country. On Twitter there, you see different lads having different things up, and they're all going to be playing for their clubs for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So I think that's good, Tom, and it's positive, and it had to happen, you know. Yeah. Club players need a bit more, know what's going to happen.
And in terms of Donegal reviewed the league, and, you know, those players, managers and everybody were involved in the review, and there were consulted. A number of different formats were put forward, but basically Donegal clubs stuck with the old reliable system.
Yeah, and I think they were right, Tom. I think that, you know, the 10 teams in Division 1 is very competitive and they're good games, and, you know, other teams wanted to make it back to 15 and 16 and that. But no, I think it's very good, Tom, because it gives you 18 league games, and that's good for club players. You know, they need that there, and then you're guaranteed your 3 championship games. So that's 21 games minimum a year. So, you know, you can't complain about that. It's just if we can get a bit of a better schedule for them.
Well, of course, they have taken the decision as well to play right through and have the league played before the championship
starts. And I would have been at some of them meetings, Tom, and I would have been a big advocate of that, and I would have supported that there. And I think Malice would be of the same opinion. And most club people and football people will be the same opinion. You can't, Tom, you know, start the league and then take 6 weeks off during the summer and say there's going to be no games, and we're chatting about playing, you know, regional competition. That they just don't work. Players wouldn't put any stock into it. So I think it's right to try and get the league finished before the championship, and then once you're put out of the championship, Tom, your season's over, and that's the way it should be. And no games in October or November and dragging on, and you know, you could be waiting 4 or 5 weeks at the end of October or November to play your last game because other teams are catching up.
But what about those clubs that have a lot of county players, you know, they're going to miss them for
they're going to miss them, Tom, but history will tell us that, you know, Kilcar won the last couple of leagues with 5 or 6 county men. Niamh Connell have won a league in the last few years with all their county men. St. Junans will always get on with playing games without their county men, even in fairness to Glen Swilly when they had Big Need and Michael Murphy. In fairness to them, they played a lot of games, you know, they weren't making much of a fuss about it. So, you know, the bigger clubs, people say it's easy for them, but you know, they will go and play without their county players, because you have to give young players a chance, Tom. It's the only way you're going to get the blood new players, and why not give them a chance in the league? And you know, you have to see what you have.
Manus, what do you make of the changes? What do you make first of all of the April rule?
Well, Tom, I have no doubt that it was brought in for the right reason. Not ultimately, I wouldn't be happy that we're asking club players to play two games at the weekend. I've never agreed with that scenario. I don't agree with it now. We don't ask county players to do it, so we shouldn't ask club players. The league should start on a Sunday and not on a Good Friday. I think given the club players back in April is probably the best that they can hope for, because I think once the championship begins for whatever county team, I think that's the last you'll see your county players. I agree that the league should be played the whole way through and then play your championship, because the last thing club players want, whether they're missing their county players or not, is they want to continue playing because they're training, and they're not. If they're getting no games at the weekend, that's where the frustration leads, and ultimately then you have a scenario then where they head off to America, they head away, and they just have no interest in it, you know. But I think just playing the league right through and forgetting about star games and all that there is can only be good for the players that need to be developed behind the county players, you know.
And in terms then, we talk about this April for the clubs. We see Donegal out on the 13th of May against Cavan. You know, Jim McGuinness yourself proclaimed that he needed a block of 4 weeks to prepare for the championship. Is that a hindrance to Declan Bonner if the players are going to be playing right through April?
Well, I'll take 1 week at a time, Tom. I think, to be very fair to Declan and whoever's the county manager, if they feel they need 3 or 4 weeks, then they need 3 or 4 weeks, because they're preparing it. And they have their schedule laid out to prepare the team. I think it's important for the county that the county team plays well. But I think when GAA inflicted this on counties, I don't think they really, really looked at it that well, because most county teams now are away at least a month before they play the first round of the championship. They're usually behind closed doors training sessions. They may do maybe a week abroad, and that all happens within a month of playing the championship. So the fact that they started the championship in the middle of first week or the second week in May, you know, there's going to be scenarios where county players will not be playing maybe the last weekend of April. You know, and that's, well, I think, Tom, you know, clubs have to accept now that once you have a county player, they're going to play for the county. Yeah. And they'll play for the club whenever they're available to play for the club. And I think this argument has gone on long enough. I think Croke Park have probably tried their very best to accommodate everybody, but it's one of those situations where you just can't. And the health and wellness of the player is the last thing that anybody's thinking of, you know.
Anyway, on to the All County Leagues, Manus. We mentioned there Division 1, obviously, Gwydor, St Junan's, Glenswilly, Milford, Clonhilly, Dunloe, Neve Connell, Kilcar, St Michael's, Irrawa.
Yeah, I think Kilcar and St Junan's, probably Glenties, Neve Connell are probably the three teams that stand out for me. They've been consistent. They've been consistent at underage over the last few years. They've a lot of players coming through. They don't miss their county players that much. They play away without their county players, and they've developed other players because of it, and they developed a style of their own while those county players have been away, and they're much stronger for it. And I mean, I know from a fact with Kilcar, that's why they're so strong, because they continue to play without the McBurdies, without the McHughes, and it only made the ball the stronger for it, you know. And I think John's right. St Junan's have always got on with it. They've never used it. I think the one scenario, I suppose, that caused concern was the likes of Four Masters, that at one time had 5 or 6 players and they were relegated. I think that was probably, you know, a harder thing to ship for them, because they had so many, given a lot of time to the county, and it was hard to get fixtures off. But in the long run, I think that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. It's not 13-0-7 now in favour of Donegal in that Ulster Minor under 17 league game in Celtic Park, into the second half, probably what, 10 minutes or so into the second half, Still waiting for a score to come in from that Tyrone versus Fermanagh game. The last we had was Tyrone are 1-2 to 3 points up, coming towards the end of the first half in that game. Tell me, John, looking at Division 2 in the All County League, a couple of big hitters down there are Drab, Undorn, Four Masters.
Yeah, I suppose that the
Mallon, we can't forget them.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, and our neighbours in Termon there, my own parish at the moment. No, Tom, yeah, and all them teams will be battling hard and looking to get promoted. I suppose Four Masters and Bundoran went down last year. I think Bundoran, they are a very good team, Tom, but they're very hit and miss. You know, when they're good, they're good, and when they're bad, they seem to be very bad. You know, but yeah, they'll be all, you know, Ardra. I've been down now a couple of years, you know, a proud club with a strong tradition, and they'll be hoping to get back up. Four Masters too, going through a bit of a transition period, I suppose, with Carol Lacey and Barry Monaghan and them boys getting retired now, Michael Doherty, so they're probably looking to, you know, get back up and get new players. And I know they've Kevin Lyons in charge there now from Kilcare, so he'll be looking to make an impression. And you know, with the two St. Junius men, Eddie Brennan and Barry Meehan over St. Knowles, they'll be looking to get off to a good start too, and try and push on, you know. But every team's competitive there, Tom, and you know, some of them will be looking up and hoping to get promoted, and then maybe after a couple of weeks, after a couple of losses, they'll be looking down and trying to stay away, you know, from the bottom. So it's very competitive. And
will clubs take a different approach this year, given that the league is going to be played? Like will St. Junan's approach it different this year? Will Kilcare approach it different this year?
I don't think they'll approach it much different, Tom. No, they'll just get on and you know, play the games. The difference this year is you don't have to peak as such for a maybe a big championship game at the end of May, which we had to do a couple of years there against Kilcare a couple of years ago, you know, a once-off game, and then you have to taper it back then until maybe August or September to then it all go out. So you don't have that now. So I suppose some of the teams that have got their eye on the championship might be, you know, have a strategy that they'll do so much, and then it's all peaking towards September when the championship starts.
And Manus, we're looking at Division 3, and Killybegs are down there, yeah?
Yeah, for the first time in a good few years. I suppose it's been a transition. We've lost a lot of players since maybe the county final of 2010 and 2013. We've gone through a lot of players. To be very fair to the underage coaches, there's been a lot of hard work at underage. There's a good crop coming through from an under 14, under 16 team that was there, and a minor team that was there. So hopefully that'll, you know, that they'll develop, they'll get an opportunity to develop now, because again another couple of retirements after last year. So you know it'll be hard, but listen, Tom, just like Derry, you know, there's, once you start to go down, it's not until you do the hard work to get back up again that you can turn around those sort of results, you know. But they're well prepared, and they'll go out and they'll do their best, you know.
Who are the challengers? Bort, Fannet Gaels, Moville, Buncrana, Kneebridge, Red Hughes.
I would have to think Bort would be probably the big challengers, and Buncrana. You know, well organised teams, you know. And plus, I mean, Killybegs are going down. It's not that long ago they had an illustrious history, and they'll be seen as one of the big boys, and they'll just have to, you know, get on with it, and, you know, I suppose approach the game a lot different than when they were in Division 2 or Division 1, and, you know, adjust to whatever comes their way. I would say that the league's starting off properly, because you know your first five fixtures, and I think teams will be more prepared for that. It's after that, I think, that, you know, they may be thrown off a bit, but I there's certainly a huge interest this year in club football in Donegal, and that's only good to see. Like, that's only...
Manus, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut you off there. The clock is about to beat us. I can tell you Derry have scored a goal, but Donegal lead by 14 points to 1-7 in the middle of the second half. My thanks to my special guest tonight, Manus Boyle and John Hearn.